Thank you very much, Diana. Still to come, how scientists have developed a way to recover waste energy from the environment. That's next. And also gene therapy, how scientists are using modified viruses to deliver healthy copies of genes to patients with inherited diseases. If you'd like to get in touch with us, email chris@thenakedscientist.com.
For Naked Engineering this week, Dave Ansell's been finding out how to solve the problem of powering the tiny nanoscale devices like medical implants that are currently dwarfed by the batteries needed to supply them. Helping to solve this problem is Dr. Zhongming Wang from Georgia Institute of Technology.
In the past 15 years, I devote my whole time to do nanotechnology, make things smaller, better, high performance, hopefully cheaper. But when the things become too tiny small, having a battery drive it may not be the adequate choice. If you have a battery that's substantially large, that means the whole system is large. How do we miniaturize the size of battery? That's one way. But the other way is, can we have energy from environment? Because the power consumption of the device is small, the energy harvest may be enough to drive this.
It's a problem that as a device shrinks, the amount of power it uses doesn't shrink as much as its volume. So the equivalent battery wouldn't be big enough to keep it running for a long time.
That's correct.
How are you going to replace these batteries?
So what are we going to do is that because the power consumption in a range of micron watt to milliwatts, that's a thousandth to a millionth of a watt. That's the power needed to drive this kind of device. So what are we going to do is that because this working environment that exposed to light, heat, to mechanical vibration, to any kind of disturbance we experience every day. So can we convert those kind of small energy to drive this?
I guess you're going to have to use different techniques to absorb different types of energy. So how are you going to go about it?
Solar and thermal are the most popular research today people work on for larger scale applications. But when you have a tiny nano devices, this device is not always under the sun. It could be implanted inside biological system or hide in a room in the dark. There's no sun. But there's always have mechanical vibration. Like I talk to you, my voice is a vibration. Can we convert this into electricity to power this?
So how much power actually is there?
The measure is by measure different source. For example, you have ultrasonic wave, you have mechanical actions. For example, when you drive a car and inside a tire, there's a lot of mechanical disturbance. When you walk in your shoes, you're tapping your shoes back and forth. Those are all mechanical energy. Just let me give you an example. How much energy each of us has. Okay, you're tapping your finger, this milliwatts. Your breathing is 1 watt. You're walking 67 watts. If you can have the fraction of that one, that's enough to power your personal electronics.
So you're just powering them from energy, which is just being wasted all the time. Normally it just gets turned into heat.
Exactly.
So how practically are you looking at harvesting this energy?
Use nanowires. How tiny nanowires, the diameter is about 500th to 1,000th of your hair width. The length is about a tenth of a hair width. And then we put this on a variety of substrate to convert a tiny physical motion into electricity. And we can generate today 3 to 5 volts output. What's three volts? 2 AA battery volts is 3 volts. What's the power? Power we can reach microwatt to milliwatts. You say that's still small, but for a lot of industry application, they're looking for that range.
So how do these nanowires actually generate electricity?
This nanowire is not just a general any wire. It is a material called zinc oxide. It has a property called piezoelectric property. You say, what it is? Piezoelectric is that something you apply a force or pressure that produces a voltage inside this crystal. That voltage drives the electron to flow. That's the way you convert mechanical energy into electricity.
So this is working on the same principle as the gas lighters, where you deform a crystal that produces the thousands of volts you need to produce a spark, and then that spark lights your gas. But in this case, you're using tiny nanofibers of a similar material. When these are bent, they all add together to produce a useful voltage and useful current. So when you've perfected these nanofibers, where are we actually going to see them?
This is a platform technology. Just like wherever you need a battery, you need these things. I'll give you a number of areas. First one, environmental detection. Are there any toxic gases present before we can smell? So you can make these things self-powered system, sensor system you can distribute around. So environmental monitoring, how do you track animal? How do you track people? How do you track the product you shipped?
So with all of these, the major limiting factor on doing them is the batteries rather than the actual technologies to do the detecting or the tracking.
If you dispose a lot of battery on the ground, the environmental damage you're going to face in the years to come is going to cost you a lot more. The other application is for medical purposes, because implantable medical devices, are you going to use battery to drive this one? Today's any material used for battery are biological, fairly toxic. Look for the more national security. If you have 1,000 miles of border, how are you going to check those borders?
So essentially, if you can make detectors so cheap that you can just throw them away and they will keep running for years on their own, it's very easy to build a huge sensor network.
We're going to future make the sensor unit like a bean size. We can distribute millions of this around this one. Let's say 30%, 50% failed. It doesn't matter because as long as half of them works, they're all independent. That's called sensor network work independently, self-sufficient. So we call it self-powered nanosystem. Self-power system. You don't need a battery. This works independently, wirelessly, by itself.
Xionling Wang from the Georgia Institute of Technology, exploring new ways of using kinetic energy from gusts of wind or wasted energy inside moving tyres.
And actually, there's a video which Meera Senthilingam has made of that interview. You can find that online at nakedscientist.com/engineering. Still to come, we'll be talking about gene therapy. So if you have any questions, send us an email, chris@thenakedscientist.com.